for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Saturday afternoon service of May the 27th, 1995, of the Memorial Day Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey is the speaker for the afternoon.
Well, we'll let Sister Mildred carry on where she left off a while ago, upstairs.
Praise the Lord.
And thank the Lord for the authority of His name to set the captives free.
Amen.
Sister Coffey and Brother Jim, whatever they're going to do here to get through, why, we're going to help them run the devils out.
Amen.
Father, we bind every spirit, take authority over it in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Bind every hindering spirit. We bind every spirit that will not tear in any way or cause disruption. And Father, we thank you for the angel of the Lord to be here to bind these spirits and keep them until you judge them at the day of judgment. We bind them to that cause and set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. He said he wasn't going to help me. Praise the Lord. Until I get through. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. We were having a good time upstairs. We're going to continue that in a little while. Praise the Lord. I'm going to share a little bit this afternoon on double-mindedness. You know, I was telling the ladies upstairs, you can receive as much deliverance as you want, but you got to do something too now. You got to believe. You know, I would use a scripture of Matthew 17, verse 20. Where Jesus said, if you have faith, it's the grain of a mustard seed. You know how big a grain of mustard seed is? Like the point of a pen? Tiny, tiny, tiny. If you got that much faith, believe it, you're going to get delivered. You get delivered. God's Word says it, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. Well, I want to share, if you'll open your Bibles, we're going to start with James' Gospel, Epistle of James, and chapter 4. The Lord is good and His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been warring with this. I didn't want to preach it. I always say this. I get under such an attack sometimes when I preach on anything that has to do with the soul, the mind, the will, or the emotion. But after Brother Tommy preached this last night, I got so excited. I saw what the Lord had given me in this area that in Revelation 12, I was using the scripture. I'm going to use one of the scriptures that he used in Revelation 12, but I saw I was so excited. My spirit just began to leap when he was talking about it. So I pray that the Lord will show me how, let me bring forward that so you receive it and understand that what the Word says, God doesn't want us to be double-minded, okay? Let's read James 4, verse 1. It says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Do you have a war sometimes going on in you? We want to do what God wants us to do, but a lot of times there's a war going on within us, and the enemy is warring with us to hinder us from doing what we want to do. And James is talking about this war within us. You know, we've been talking about the kingdom, walking in the kingdom. I was going to share upstairs this afternoon, Tools of the Overcomer, but I think I got two, maybe three scriptures is all I got to use. But I'm not teaching on this afternoon, but to be an overcomer, we've got to have deliverance so we can walk on into the kingdom. And within you and I, there is a war that's going to try to keep us from being what God wants us to be. I was sharing with one of the ladies while ago, talking about they started a new work over in Malvern, and she was talking about they get people saved, and they came in off the streets and all the drugs and alcohol and things, but they hadn't gone on into deliverance for them, and they were going back out on the street. They'd stay a little while, and then they're gone. And unless we get people delivered from those things that are within them, the alcohol and the drugs, they're going to return to where they came from. And so we know that deliverance is necessary for us to continue serving the Lord. If you're strong enough to keep your demons all bound and under good. I'm not trying to be ugly. Listen, I just got delivered sitting up here this morning. My husband worked on me while they were ministering. I was having pains in my legs, and I said, pray for me. And when I say pray, he says, come out over in Jesus' name. And I got delivered sitting on the front row. I continually get deliverance, and we're going to continually get deliverance until we go home and be with Jesus. Because Jesus said we're in this world and we're walking in this world, and you're picking up things as you walk. John 13, isn't it John 13 where he washed the disciples' feet? Okay, He said, don't do that. But anyway, you pick up things while you're in this world. We walk together pretty close. I can preach his sermon, he can preach mine. But we have a warfare going on within us. And whether you will admit it or not, you got demons in you. And God wants us to get them out. Don't be double-minded. Okay? Okay, let's go over to Romans chapter 7. We're coming back to this in just a minute. But as the Lord gave this to me one morning, I was preparing, and he began to talk to me about a person being double-minded and the warfare that's within us. And he told me to go to Romans in the chapter 7. And Paul said, well, that was to a lost man. Was Paul lost?
Well...
He said, the things that I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't want to do, those are what I do. Romans 7, verse 15, for that which I do, I allow not. But for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. And if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it's good. Now then there's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Over in Genesis, in the fourth chapter of Genesis, there's a scripture where God spoke to Cain after he killed his brother and said, sin waits at the door for you. Sin is a demon. It's a spirit. And so Paul was saying, it's no more that I'm to do it, but the spirit within me that's doing it. And we don't want to admit that we have demons in us. I have to say demons. I always say demons because I deal a lot with people from the mission. And I praise the Lord for them because some of them are hungry, some of them are not. But I don't want to say spirit. If I say spirit, you might think I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the evil forces that are trying to destroy you and I. And he said, Paul goes on to say here, he said, let me find where I was. Wait a minute, let me find where I was. Verse 1. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Paul said, there's something in me that's warring with what I want to be. He said, I want to do good, but this war that's going on within me. What did James say? Where comes wars and fightings from among us? Come they not within you? Within us there is kingdoms. God's building his kingdom with you, in you and I. He made us in his image. When God created Adam over in Genesis 2, he said he breathed the breath of life into man and man became a living soul. And he put man in control and authority and dominion. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 and 28 tells us that God gave man dominion. The devil got mad. He wanted to rule this earth. And so and I want you to know the devil counterfeits everything God has for us. And so he couldn't create a man, so what he began to do was cause man to sin and fall and begin to work in man to build a kingdom in man. You say, I don't believe that. Well, come over to my house and work with me in deliverance a little while, will you? There is a throne in your life that God rules on, wants to rule on, but the devil wants it also. You, within you and I, we are, what does the scripture say? We are the temple of God. Uh-huh. Okay? In deliverance, I have found that as I administered deliverance, I ran into this spirit and I would go after him and I'd wonder, where did he go? I didn't get him out. He was a ruler. And he said, you dumb old woman. They talk to me sometimes. He said, don't you know where I go when I get away from you? And I said, you hide. He said, of course I do. I go behind the veil. There's a veil in the Holy of Holies, isn't it? And God began to show me there are two kingdoms within us. The devil is built. You say, I'm going to believe that. Well, that's okay. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm going to share with you. I did want to preach this. The devil, I wanted to preach on the overcomer, the tools and so forth. But the devil is building a kingdom in you and I, and God is building one in us. God started. So the devil couldn't create a man, so what he began to do was try to destroy him. And he began to build, and that's where the war is within us. Paul said, there's a war going on in me. I've been warring. The devil didn't want me to share this either. He kept saying, those people think you're crazy. Well, they did last time when I preached on the soul being removed, so praise the Lord. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. You know, I really love the Word of God. I love it. I can be sitting, we'd be sitting sometimes and we'd be studying the Word and God begins to open it up. He opened it up to me in the area of how the devil works in Exodus 23. He began to show me the spirits of, are you doing it? He began to show me how the spirit of compromise would come in, how the spirit of fear will come when sickness tries to hit you, and you begin to get in fear instead of standing in faith and rebuking the devil. The spirit will work, a fear will work, and then he'll begin to put pride in you and say all the things I told you about my spirit of pride, how it worked in me, and he'll work and he'll do everything he can to keep you from believing. The Hittites, the Hivites, the Canaanites, the Amorites, and all those spirits will work in you to keep you from believing the Word. And they're working you this afternoon to keep you from believing. But let me tell you something. When something begins to hit you, I don't care what it is, rebuke the spirit of fear. Don't let fear work. And stop compromising the Word of God. Either you believe it or you don't. Stand on what it says and walk in it. And don't. And you know, you don't have to. No one else has to stand before God but you. For you. Your brother, your wife, or your husband, or your sisters, or mother, father are not going to stand before God for you. You're going to stand. And we're going to give an answer to the Lord why we didn't walk in what we confessed with our mouth. And there's a war in us. Well, if I preach it, see, I'm being honest. I always tell them it's not fair when I preach because I confess my sins. And you sit there, you're not telling me your sins. There's a war going on in me that doesn't want me to preach this word because it's telling me nobody's going to believe it. See, I'm showing you the war. Galatians chapter 5. Let's begin with verse 16. This I say, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I've been hearing a lot about walking in the Spirit since I've been here. But nobody told me how to get rid of all these things that keep me from walking in the Spirit. I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to be in the Spirit all the time and commune with the Father. But there's things in me that war with me walking in the Spirit. He said, walk in the Spirit. We cannot. I do not believe that we can walk on into the kingdom the way we desire without deliverance. He said, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another so that you cannot do the things that you would. I believe that our flesh wars against even our human spirit. And there's a war going on in us. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reviling, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I also have also told you in times past, that they which do these shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes. The Word says that all these things, you say, well, I'm not doing all those. But the Word says if we're doing one of them, we'll not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is within, in everyone, some of it is. Hatred, unforgiveness, all kinds of things. Envying. He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. We crucify the flesh. We put the flesh down. Can I tell you a story to show you? When people tell me they don't need deliverance, that they don't have demons, I want to give you an example of my own son. We have a son that got saved, and when Glenn was talking about the prayer cross this morning, I remembered the day he almost got killed. I had gotten him to put a prayer cloth in his wallet and in his car. He had an accident and he almost died, but that's not what I'm going after. He did get saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost and got into deliverance. worked 9 months with us in our church in doing deliverance, and then left and went into the mission. He worked with the missions, helped start the missions. He got a little bit of deliverance while he was working with us. But then he got into the ministry and said, I don't need deliverance. I'm okay. God supernaturally delivered me. My Bible says we cast the spirits by the word. Jesus cast them out with the word and in the name of Jesus. And I have seen him, and I see what the enemy's doing to him right now. He worked, he walked, he's been to Bible college, he did all the good things. I mean, for how many years? It's been 10 years at least. He's done all the good things. He's been in control. He's been able to control the spirits. And right now, as far as we know, he's way away from the Lord right now. The things in him he didn't get delivered from this. It's a false personality that has taken him over. We see it. He didn't get deliverance from it. He got into the ministry and got beyond help. I'm of the firm opinion that if you're in the ministry, you better, and if we're in deliverance, you better get deliverance. Because the enemy can deceive you and I as well as anybody. And I tell you, I'm just pray continuously for deliverance. There is this that James is talking about. Let's go back to James. By the way, my son's name's James. Go back to James. And we're praying that the Lord will bring him back and we can get this thing out. It's a false personality. And he knows it's there. He knew it was there to start with, but he told me that the Lord delivered him. But I see it and I know better. In verse 2 of James 4, it says, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have, and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. See, I was talking about compromising, and when we are afraid to believe what the Word says and that we need deliverance, that we're afraid to, we're going to offend people and they won't respect us as much or whatever, we let the lust of the world, friendship of the world, separate us from what we know that God wants us to do. This war within us, well, if you get deliverance, they'll think you're just not very holy or very spiritual. I'm not holy or spiritual. I want to be. But I'm going to keep getting deliverance until I become what God wants me to be. The warfare is in you. One of the ladies told me, I'm going to tell her. Oh, she didn't. She shared it with us upstairs. That she asked me yesterday when we were doing mass deliverance, and she said, would you call that depression? And said the spirit in her was warring with her, telling her, there's no spirit by that name. We're in a war, and I believe that if we will stand and fight this spirit, this warfare that's in us, that we can get rid of it if we will submit. If we'll take authority ourselves over it, work on it for yourself. If you don't want anybody else, then you're getting deliverance. Said verse 5 says, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth for envy? The devil wants to deceive us. And he works at it. He works at it trying to deceive us. And if we listen to him, he will deceive us. Okay? Go to Genesis chapter 3. I heard Tommy say something about this morning. But I want to show you that the devil hates mankind so much that when he came to Eve in the Garden of Eden in the form of the serpent, that he caused that pride to rise up in her, whatever, and when she partook of the fruit. Genesis 3 verse 1 says that now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God does know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So he sold her a bill of goods. He said, you'll be like God. And this is where he began his work, to come in to try to destroy man. And this is only the beginning. He has not stopped yet. Isaiah chapter 14. Am I losing you? Are you with me yet? Don't turn me off, okay? Let me get through before you turn me off. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Lucifer wanted to be like God. He said, "I will be like the Most High." He even attacked God, because the scripture says he was kicked out of heaven. Oh, in Revelation, when I was studying this, God said, Lucifer wanted to be God. And he still wants to be God in mine and your life. So he wanted to exalt his throne. He wants worship. He wants to be control. To show you what I'm talking about, look around you today and see what the world's like. You say, "Well, those are lost people. Children are killing children." And what the brother told us last night, what's going on up in Oregon? That's what the devil wants. And because we are double-minded, the war is within us, and it's all, we're not standing for what we believe. You say, "Well, I am." If we were, those things wouldn't be going on. And the schools would still have prayer in them. And it's going to get worse, because Christians have been asleep and haven't recognized that the devil is out to kill them and destroy them. And he's put so much in us that he controls us. So I'm not controlled by the devil, I'm controlled by the Holy Spirit. We want to be, don't we? You say, "Well, I am controlled by the Holy Spirit." All the time? You don't ever lose control and say things you shouldn't and think things you should? You're always in control? You see, the devil, we've been told he didn't have any power. The first time I ever really heard anything about the devil, in my church they didn't preach it. You go to hell, you know, everything we was going to get was when we got to heaven. But if you didn't get saved and go to heaven and sit here and wait till you get to heaven, you're going to go to hell. And that's all they were saying about the devil. But the first time I ever saw anybody say anything about him, they had him in a red suit and in a wheelchair. And they pushed him down the aisle and said, "He can't hurt you." Well, he can if you know who you are and if you know your authority. But you see, we never taught that we had authority over him and that God has given us power and authority to walk in this earth. He didn't get me saved and set me down and give me nothing. He saved me and filled me with his Holy Spirit, and he began to show me, and I began to believe from the very beginning there was a place to walk in God, that I didn't have to be sick. I ain't got there yet, but I'm still pressing on to get there, that I can walk in divine health.
Amen.
And I believe that God wants us to walk there.
Amen.
But I don't know anybody walking there. I told the church, I preached this, I said, "I want you to open your pocketbooks and let me see how much medicine you got in it." Said, "You believe in healing?" And they wonder why I don't want them praying for me. Well, if you don't believe for yourself, why aren't you praying for me? I have enough problems. I told the ladies upstairs I didn't want people laying hands on me either.
Right.
It's been a long time getting all those things off of me people put on me. But God wants us to walk in divine health. He wants us to walk without the enemy harassing our every step. But the way we get him out, we go through deliverance to get him out. People keep telling me that I can't do things. They say, "You can't call for the angels." They say, "You can't do this. Who do you think you are?" It's too late to tell me. Because it's been working for me for a long time. When Brother Tommy talked about Michael and his angels casting the devil out of heaven, I thought, "Oh, glory to God, I see something." So we've been calling for Michael the archangel. When I read over in Daniel that he belonged, he was an angel over Israel, I'd say, "Lord, send Michael to help." And I've had demons say, "I fought him before, you get him out of here." There was war in heaven. You hear what I'm saying? And when I called, I don't see him, but I know I get help. I said, "Father, send me angels." Well, I always call for an angel to help, but if the warfare is so vicious and it seems like I'm not getting anywhere, and the demons, they like to boast. I said, "Father, send me Michael," because I remember that scripture over in Revelation 12:7 where Michael fought and his angels fought the devil and his angels, and they cast him out of heaven. Well, if heaven's in me, I saw that last night. If heaven's in me, and Michael and his angels cast the devil and his angels out of heaven, glory to God. Don't tell me I can't call for Michael and his angels to cast them out of me, because I'm sure going to call. Listen, you have not because you ask not, and when you ask amiss. Now, if you believe when you pray, you get what you ask for. And people, it's too late to tell me it don't work. Glory, glory, glory. I hear warfare in my house. I hear the angels wrestling all the time with demons that are sent. I've been told by the demons that I better not preach this. So they let up on me before, but they get me again. So y'all pray for me. I have a tendency to believe what they say after what I've been through the last time. So I asked the Father, I said, Lord, your word says that I have an angel. You know, when a person is born into the world, the word says in Matthew that the child's angel always beholds the Father's face. Well, just because I got old didn't mean he left me. So I say, Father, let my angel stand guard over me. I know I've worked him, really worked him. But I say, let him stand guard over me so that these curses that people are loosening on me that I don't know about, see, I don't see them sometimes until they hit me. I said, let him protect me. And I've had a lot of freedom since I've been praying that way. You say, well, you can't do that. I just did. Listen, people, God has given us this book and everything in it, and we pray long. God don't want us to come beg. He said, it's His authority He's given us. He's given us power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants to raise us up and give us that authority to walk in and to free the captives and to show the world that Jesus is alive and well and that He's given the power to His people, that we're not weaklings and sick and defenseless. But we've been told it so long, we believe it. So God's saying, get the word and start walking, start doing it. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. Be doers. We've heard it and heard it. I said, told them, we've become Dead Sea Christians. You know what the Dead Sea is? That water runs in, but doesn't run out. A Dead Sea Christian is you always taking in, and you never give it out. And the more you give, freely you receive, freely give. And we give it out, and then God gives us more. You know, I'm excited. And what Brother Tom said the last night really just turned me in. He rang my bell. And I'm excited because I'm in war. And I'm not going to be in war later. I'm in war now. You are too. If we're going to take the kingdom and walk in the kingdom, we've got to get up and start warring. From Genesis to Revelation. The book of Revelation is a book of deliverance and warfare and overcoming. I prayed that scripture for years over there, Revelation 2:26. He gave me power over the nations. Yes. I didn't even know what I was praying, but I prayed it. He said, to the overcomer, I'll give power over the nations. And so I was thinking, they're the nations of my mind. I take authority over the nations of my mind. And it works. I've been binding this double-minded spirit. It's, the world calls it, what is it? Schizophrenia. But God calls it being double-minded. What is the mind a part of? Go to Revelation 12. Let's look at that scripture. The mind is part of the soul. But what I'm really saying, let's don't be too sold. I'll elaborate on that minute. Revelation.
Say it again.
No, not yet. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Satan knows that he has but a short time. And so he had a short time after Jesus rose from the dead, didn't he? But if Michael and his angels fought against Satan and his angels in heaven, and if heaven is within me, the kingdom of heaven is within you and I. Think about it. That's what I saw last night when he was talking about this. We are going to destroy Satan's kingdom in us. There is a kingdom in us, and the devil has built it. The Lord showed it to me like this. Everything that I share, I'll get back to what the Lord told me in just a minute. Everything that I share in the Word. When God gives it to me, He gives it to me in the Word. I have that Word proven through deliverance. It's really interesting to me that I have it proven through deliverance. And people say, well, don't talk to demons. I don't like to talk to demons, and sometimes I'll try to shut them up, and it's real hard to shut them up. But if you listen, sometimes you get a lot of knowledge. You can hear what they're saying, and you discern by the Spirit whether they're telling you the truth or not, and put it against it, will withstand the judgment, and so forth. But the Lord began to show me this, that when I ran into this demon that told me he hid behind the veil, and said that any time that they didn't want to come out, they would go in behind the veil. Well, I got into the Old Testament and began to look at the holy place, the Holy of Holies, the outer court. And God began to show me through every part of the tabernacle what is in man. The brazen altar and the showbread, table showbread, the altar of incense. And then the holy place, the most holy place. And he began to show me that the enemy was counterfeiting it, and therefore he was building a temple within in our temple, because no one had ever told us how to get that this was happening, that he was counterfeiting everything that God had done, and this is where the forces of darkness were. And because they had such rule over us, because we won't even admit they're there, that they were keeping the fullness of what God wanted to do in our temple from coming forth. And what I was beginning to see as I see this is two personalities. The one God has put in us, the real me. I threw it like this. The real me that has the soul that God gave me and spirit and all that God made me. And then the one the enemy was trying to duplicate, to override the real. And if we don't tear it down, you can believe me or not, but if we don't tear it down, if you let it stay and let it get strength, that it will one day, well, unless you just can keep it totally under control, and I just don't know anybody that can keep it totally under control, that controls spirits like that. But anyways, this is what I saw in it. But the Lord showed me through deliverance that we have got to tear down. Who's sitting on your throne? The abomination of desolation in person is the Antichrist, the beast, and all that's sitting on the throne in the false temple. I hear somebody hearing me. Praise the Lord. That wasn't where I was going. I want to back off of that. But the Lord has given me, I've got a teaching on it. The Lord showed it to me on this. Let's look at it like this. I haven't opened it up. Let me look at it like this. You have the Holy Spirit in you, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Jesus is in the Father, the Father's in Jesus, and I'm in Jesus. And we're all, He's in me by the Spirit living within me. So we have the Father, Son, Holy Spirit within us. I mean, if Jesus is in the Father, and the Father's in the Son, and I'm in Jesus, so He's in me. That's the true Trinity. There's a false Trinity. And over in Revelation, where it talks about it comes up, the beast, it comes up out of the sea. What's the sea? Well, it comes up out of people. I'm trying not to tell y'all everything I know, because I know y'all won't believe me.
Go ahead.
I was ministering deliverance to a girl, and she was sick. I can't remember what was wrong with her. She came in, and they brought her in sick. And so I said, you demon that's causing her sickness, you manifest yourself. I could go after symptoms all day and got her some relief, but I said, you come up and tell me what you're doing to this girl. You said, you did that? I sure did, because I didn't know what was wrong with her. And there was a beast manifested. He came up growling. And I said, who are you? He said, you know. And I said, no, I don't know who you are. Who are you? I mean, I've dealt with spirits that growl before. I mean, a lot of them growl, you know. But he said, finally admitted he was a beast from the bottomless pit. And I got back over, this is when I got back over in the scripture and began to dig, and I wanted to see what the word said. It talked about the beast, false prophet, and the Antichrist. God began to show me, Brother Tommy touched on it last night, on the two witnesses. God showed me how the spirit of blasphemy, which I call Antichrist, that tries his best to destroy the Word of God, get you in unbelief so you won't believe. I dealt with it. That thing cursed me, called me, told me I was stupid, told me I was a liar, said that you were a witch, called me a witch, said nothing, you know, the word don't work, you can't cast out nothing. He called me everything I said. And he was just trying to discredit the word of deliverance. God began to show me why all this stuff was happening in my church with this woman I was dealing with. He said, this is the way the word works. Spirit of blasphemy, Antichrist, whatever you want to call him. And this thing was, he would act like he wasn't afraid of God or anything. And the Lord began to show me that this was the way the word gets destroyed. That spirits and people come forth and not try to nullify the word. And it's not the person, but it's demons in them.
Yes.
And so this was part of that false trinity that's in that false kingdom. And this is what we've got to tear down and get rid of if we want to walk in the kingdom.
Let me explain just a little where she's coming here. She started and told you that the kingdom of God is within you.
Right.
Satan was so mad because he could not be king and he could not destroy God. He tried. She read it in Isaiah in the 14th chapter, what he tried to do. He couldn't do it and he couldn't destroy God and he was defeated. He was cast out of heaven. So he did his best to destroy God. The likeness,
image
of God, which is you. So he built a false kingdom, a false one, in the image of God. Now that's what she's telling you. You understand that? Does that help clarify anything that's been going on here? And as he put this false kingdom in there, it began to override the true kingdom of God in you. And this is why we have war within us and why we do, like Paul did, the things that we don't want to do are the things that we do, and the things that we turn around
want to do, we don't do.
It works that way.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm trying. There's so much going on in me that I won't share, but it's hard. You're receiving. I mean, it's not hard to give it to you. It's just hard to... Because I've never heard anybody teach it, and I keep waiting for somebody else to teach it. And I'm poured out. You don't have to believe it. Get in your Bible and find out for yourself. Okay? But I know that as the Lord began to show this to me, and when Tommy said that last night on Revelation, that was just... It just literally... just put it all together for me. And I kept saying, and the Lord has spoken to me several times through people, to give it. You give it. And so I'm giving it. Okay? God, Jesus said over in Luke in chapter 10, he said he saw Satan fall from heaven as lightning. And so what he's showing us, he said, and then he goes on to say, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You have got authority to tread over the devil. You don't have to be afraid of him. You need to start using your authority and rebuking him, resisting him, and tearing down his household. Because he's sure trying to tear yours down. And he's trying to make everything you believe a lie. This spirit of blasphemy that he was talking about over in Revelation, I think it's Revelation 11, where it was. Also with it is the beast. As I said, I ran into all three of those spirits. I know what I'm talking about. And the false prophet that is always prophesying. Now, I'm not talking about prophesying per se. I'm sure it must be, but I hadn't even connected it with people that go around prophesying all the time. But this thing had prophesied even in the church and said, we've come to destroy your church. And first of all, we're going to destroy you. So let me tell you, I must be getting onto some truth or the devil wouldn't attack so badly, okay? So I'm trying to tell you, let's get this thing, let's begin to see it. And take it. Now, the reason I'm telling you about bringing in the authority, you know you've got authority, and you know how to bind. You do, don't you? You know how to bind? The word says whatever you bind on earth is bound. This is the earth I bind in. Also bind in the heavens. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're warring against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And God said, take your authority and begin to bind. He's given us all that authority because we in a war with the enemy. Okay, let's go on. I got to get over here to show you the rest of this. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Remember Jesus was casting out a demon? And they said, the Pharisees and scribes called and said he was fast casting them out by the spirit of Beelzebub. Well, Jesus said in verse 25, chapter 12 of Matthew, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. So if there's two kingdoms within us and it's divided, if we don't take authority over one of them, he was talking about deliverance, and he was talking about, and then he goes on to say that if Satan casts out Satan, has he divided? But he also says the strong man, stronger one has come than the one that's in you. He said, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, who do your sons cast them out with? But that's not what I was talking about. The Lord gave me this on the divided kingdom. And to destroy Satan's kingdom, you've got to tear it down. You've got to divide it. You've got to get rid of it. But what he's doing, he's trying to divide us so there's no power working at all. And he's done a very good job of it. And look, if you want to really look at it, look at your children, your grandchildren. If the devil can't get you, he'll get your kids. And because we have been lazy and haven't stood and walked in the authority and power God's given us, he's almost destroyed our families. And God's telling us to start working on ourselves, get ourselves cleaned up, but also start binding the strong man over our families and breaking Satan's hold over our kids. Recognize the fact that if he can't get you, he's sure going to try to get your kids. We need to stand and walk in the authority and power God's given us. Okay, let's go back to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 8, and all of you know this. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man. I told you that the mind is part of the soul. Is he talking about a man with two souls? Psalm 7, verse 2 says that the soul is torn and fragmented when there's none to deliver. Now, I'm not going on the soul. I'm throwing this out. You can do with it what you want to. The mind is part of the soul. Your mind, your will and emotion, your appetite, your ability is in your soul. Look it up in your, get your concordance out and start running references on all those scriptures on the soul and see what it says about the soul, about the mind, about the will. The scripture tells us that the word of God is quick and powerful. It can separate even to the dividing of soul and spirit. So God's word tells us all these things we need to know about it. But James says that if you are double-minded, a person is unstable in all his ways. I tell our people, you can't walk down two roads at one time. If you're in deliverance, if you believe in deliverance, you better set your face like flint toward the Lord and keep walking and not let the devil pull you either way until you're free and until you get your family free. If we don't get our family free, nobody else will. We can't walk today. We're in a deliverance. We're in a camp where we teach deliverance and do deliverance. We can't come in here and do deliverance today and go out tomorrow and turn our backs on it. You can't do it. That's double-minded. That's walking one day in deliverance, and tomorrow I'm going to go out there and I'm not going to let anybody know I've been over there in that camp. I don't want anybody to know I got deliverance. And you'll receive absolutely anything, and you'll lose what you got. The word says that when Jesus cast out that Gadarene demonic man, he just set him free. He told him, says, go home and tell your friends. Amen. Then he told him another place, says, go home and tell your family. Well, we have people come in and say, would you, could I have a private session, please? And say, yeah, mm-hmm. Right here. And everybody will come pray for you. That's private. That's as private as you're going to get. But you cannot walk today and believe for deliverance. Well, I came over to Lake Hamilton to get some deliverance, but I'm going back home and I'm not going to let nobody know about it. Don't be double-minded. You'll lose what you got if you all the deliverance you receive, if you don't confess it. Go tell somebody. You and Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and won't confess me before men, says I won't confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. That's right. And so I people tell me, talk about deliverance. I say, I get deliverance all the time. You do? I sometimes get bugged because it always seems like everybody else is getting it and I don't get any. I used to think when all the people in the church were getting all the deliverance, I'd think, well, Lord, what about me? Man, I don't want, you know, I'm... I got everything I thought, I'm sure, from my ancestral curses and all the rejection. I get rejection all the time. Even the demons reject me. It's true. They said, I hate your house. It's a horrible place. I said, what are you doing in my house anyways? I keep the scriptures going all the time in my place. It's a horrible place. But the thing is, God wants us to stand and with singleness of mind and not be wishy-washy, not be double-minded, not be schizophrenic. You see, I'm going to ask the Father for myself to send Michael and his angels to come in and to throw out the devil and his angels that are in me. Two kingdoms. I don't see anybody with their mouth open, so maybe it's okay. Go back to James 4, and let's read the last part of that. You know, the Word tells us that God hates pride, and He wants us to humble ourselves, to admit that you got demons. I kind of say it kind of funny, but I'm very serious about all this, very serious, because you have to humble yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, I need help.
Amen. That's right.
I need help. Yes. He said in verse 6, but He giveth more grace. Wherefore He said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. God says to purify your heart, you double-minded. Did you know the scripture talks about having a divided heart? If we have a divided heart, we have we're double-minded. Think about it. Let's talk about two kingdoms. Over in Psalms 119, he talks about, the scripture says, let's read it. Psalms 119, verse 113, I believe it is. He says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Now, that vain thoughts, so I looked up that word vain in italics. It's a divided thoughts, divided heart. Anybody can have another translation of that, the word, to read it for me? I forget which one it is. Carl says it says it as a divided heart. But anyways, he tells us that we have divided thoughts, and then a divided Psalms 86 talks about the divided heart. I think that's the one I wanted. Psalms 86. I think I got it. But also in Psalms 86, verse 11 says, "Teach me thy ways, O Lord." Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. If the heart needs to be united, then it must be parted, separated, divided. Amen. 86:11. I quoted Psalms 2 while ago. Let's read it. He said, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there's none to deliver. The soul can be torn and fragmented. It also can be removed. Parts of it can be removed. Psalms 7, verse 2. Psalms 34. I'm about through. I'm going to let my husband do deliverance. He's going to finish up. Psalms 35, verse 4 says, let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them turn back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Satan wants to enslave man, and he's done a real good job of it, because we have not done the warfare and gone and obeyed the word of God. He wants to enslave your thinking. If he can't totally control it, he will put the war in your mind that James talked about over there, that there's warfare going on in our minds. Right now, there's first time I ever heard anything, I shared this before, I heard about the soul having soul ties. I've never heard of soul ties before. And in my mind, I was thinking, man, what have I walked into? I was in a Baptist church. I was in Hedges Baptist Church in Chicago. And somebody was teaching on it. And I was Baptist. I got up and I went out of the church and I went down to the bathroom and I said, Lord, we brought a whole bunch of people from our church up here. I think we had about 20-some people there. That man's up there talking about the soul being torn and fragmented, and my word, I never heard anything like that. before my life. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, if you can't receive it, so don't throw it out. So just lay aside. And I thought, well, okay. So I went back upstairs and I stepped in. I listened a little bit longer and I thought, well, he was giving me scripture for everything he said. I thought, well, I've read that all my life. Psalms 23, verse 3, he restores my soul.
Hallelujah.
Why do I need my soul restored? Could it be I don't have all of it? You think about it.
Yeah.
You think about it. You know what they say when you get older, that you can't remember as well as you used to. You can't do the things you used to do. And we believe them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We believe them. And what God is saying, hey, call back your strength. Lord, restore my soul that has my ability and has my mind in it so I can remember what I'm supposed to remember. Restore my will so I can, I'm willing. Listen, how many of you want to read the word and pray and do the things you want to do and the devil says, you got to do this and you got to do that. And next thing you know, you totally forget about reading the word or praying or whatever. Lord, restore my will in the name of Jesus. I said, Father, you said you restore my soul. Restore every part of me. Put back in me everything that you put in me when you created me. Everything that the devil has stolen. See, we've been told, the scripture tells us that the devil has robbed us and stolen from us, that he came to kill, to rob, to steal, and to destroy. And we said, well, he can't do nothing to me. My husband was showing me the other day over in Job. I think Tommy used Job. Somebody used Job the other night. He told me before we came, he said, the devil can kill. He said, look at what God told Job. Said, so Satan said, you can, he's in your hands, but you don't kill him. And that's what he came to do. John 10:10 said that. And we need to tell the devil to turn loose what belongs to us, get all of our mind, will, and emotion back, and get this other kingdom destroyed and let the kingdom of God come forth within us so we can walk in the power and authority that God can, and God will trust us. He's trusting us with it. We're just not using it. And I am sick and tired of the devil stealing anything from me. Anything. I mean, the word is true. It's true when the devil tells me, when the devil hits my body and my body says, oh, and it hurt. I said, body, you the lionest thing I ever saw. The word of God said that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. 2,000 years ago, I was healed.
Yeah.
And the pain got worse.
Yeah,
and I said, see, the body, your flesh wants you to, it wants to control you.
Thank you.
We have got to walk in the power and authority that God's given us.
Yeah.
And I, for one, am wanting to be free from everything that hinders me from serving the Lord. I'm going to close with this, but let me ask you something. You got the Holy Ghost, and you hear from God, but do you commune with Him like you want to? When you really need to hear from Him, do you really hear from Him? At the time you need to hear from Him, you're in trouble, you ask the Lord something, and you know He wants to tell you. You know He's trying to tell you. But you can't receive it. You can't hear it. Because in Daniel, when he prayed, the enemy blocked it for 21 days. And that is telling you and I that there is something there is going to fight us when we pray and want to hear from the Lord. He's going to block us as much as He can until we get free from the spirits of the enemy that are there to keep us from knowing what God wants us to do or what God is saying to us. He also tries to block and blind your mind that you can't receive the word. And it's up to you and I to take authority over Him. I don't have all of Jesus I want. He lives in me, but I want all that God's got for me. And I want out of me anything that keeps me from having all that He wants me to have. I haven't gone into all this on the double-minded that I did with my church. But I know we need to tear that kingdom down. God is going to free us as we're willing to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need your help. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find.
Before I go into calling these out, I want to put some emphasis on the last area that she touched there. Your body is a liar. The flesh is controlled by the devil. The word tells us this all along, that the spirit and the flesh war against one another all of the time. The flesh cannot receive the things of the Spirit. It will not receive the things of the Spirit. The flesh won't. But your flesh of your body will get sick. Or it will get the symptoms and it'll tell you, I hurt. You ever had that happen? You ever get sick and you hurt? What do you do about it? Oh, we get the pill out. We run to the doctor and say, Doctor, heal me. And he has absolutely no healing power whatsoever. Yet we go to him and we trust him to do this. Now, I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. That's not what I'm doing. I want to show you this. Here's what I want to show you. That there is a lie going on there, and you say, body, you come in line with the Word of God because the Word says that I am healed. We do a spiritual war and go to work on the infirmity that hits our body, and by the Spirit, we take control of what's after us. Now, that's what we did in deliverance in her. She didn't tell you about how bad she hurt. She's hurt for 4 months, ever since we left here at Christmas. She got to the point that she couldn't get out of bed. When she'd get on the couch, she couldn't get up off the couch. She couldn't walk. Pain was excruciating. I just praise the Lord that it wasn't grass time. The grass wasn't growing. She cuts the grass. We did deliverance, so we got her on her feet by the time the grass got growing. Hallelujah. It's fun to be a Christian. Amen. It is fun. I enjoy the Lord. And we're not joking. What she has said today, I don't know how many of you could receive what she said. Because it is by the Spirit. The Lord gave that. We didn't dig this up. She didn't dig it up. I didn't dig it up at all. She did it. And the Lord gave it to her. That's not something that you went out searching for. We don't require that you walk in that. But if you ever want to walk in this kingdom walk that you're hearing about here, and the Son's walk, the kingdom of God, you're going to have to get deliverance. Now, this is no other way. You can't do it. You can't walk in it with being double-minded and the enemy trying his best to tear down everything that the Lord's trying to do in you or that you want the Lord to do in you. You can't do it. It won't work. That's why we minister deliverance. We live a strange life at my house. It's different from most of every household I go in. As she said, the Scripture goes in every room when we're in warfare especially. We have tape recorders in every room of my house. Every room gets a tape recorder. Even the bathroom gets a tape recorder. And there's enough tapes in my house, I imagine there's 3,000 or 4,000 of them there in the house. But we can always put tapes on somewhere. We buy tapes here, the teaching here, and we put the teaching on many, many times. We sleep to teaching every night we go to bed with a tape running teaching. We're putting it in our spirit, man. You say, well, you don't hear that, you sleep. Oh, yes, you do. It gets down in here. It gets down in where I need it. I don't want to preach again now. We need some deliverance. But I want you to know that what she's talking about is real, whether you can receive it or not. It is real, and this is our life. This is the way we live, and we do it every day. And it's real for you if you'll receive. Jesus died that everybody could be saved, but everybody didn't get saved. Jesus died for your deliverance, but everybody's not delivered. You have to receive it. You want deliverance? You want to be set free? This is what it's all about. Do you want to be set free? Heavenly Father, I bind spirits in this place, control spirits that hinder the work of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind the principalities, rulers, kings, dominions, thrones, spirits of darkness in the heavenlies that even give aid to the ones here on earth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your Word says, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Father, I thank You for binding that. I may cut off the power from evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus by binding them. And I do this day, bind them that they'll not harass. I bind spirits that stop you from hearing. I bind spirits that stop you from receiving deliverance and casting out the demon in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that's in this people this day. I bind every one of those forces. I bind the fear. I bind fear that will not let you receive deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I thank You for deliverance. I loose the deliverance to this people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Right now, first, O Father, I ask that Your angels come right now, Father. Send Your angels, please. And cleanse this place of anything that is harassing this people, that is against deliverance this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And take it out of here that is free to roam this room or this building above the building, below the building, out of the ground beneath the building, through the walls of this building, through the wires of this building, in any area that would come in to harass and to stop deliverance. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I also ask you, Father, to seal this place now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Just like we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, that you seal this place that nothing shall come in to harass. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now, I loose that deliverance to come forth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. I call out that spirit of double-mindedness right now. People who are double-minded, who cannot walk, and single-mindedness for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I call that double-minded spirit. In the name of Jesus, loose this people. You're a liar, you're a thief, and you're a robber. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind that double-minded spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind spirits of confusion. In the name of Jesus, and I call them out. Come on out. Spirits of confusion. Confusion in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Spirits of confusion. Confusion. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you're a liar too. You're a liar. You have no place here. You've lied to this people too long. I break your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Confusion. Confusion of mind. Confusion of mind. Let them come. Let them go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them be single-minded. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind and cast out confusion. Confusion. Let them go. Come out of here. Come out of this people in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. I'm cast out mind-binding spirits. Those that bind your mind, that refuse to let your mind concentrate on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that bind you so that you cannot readily receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out, that spirit that clamps down and controls that mind with the binding. In the name of the Lord Jesus, loose them. Loose them and come out. Mind-binding spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Mind-binding spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place here. You have no right in God's people. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ rebuke you. Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Don't even think about who's looking, who's sitting close to you, whether or not you're going to yawn, cough, throw up, scream. It doesn't matter. Doc says it. You can get your dignity back. I believe it. But you will carry your demon home with you. And I don't want them to go home with you. No, that's what we came for. This is I declare this to be a deliverance camp from this day henceforth and forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I loose deliverance in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Spirit of the living God shall move in the name of Jesus for those who desire to receive the fullness of God to be set free in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, demons, loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Mind control spirits. Mind control spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Mind control. Mind control in the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you have no rights. You're a liar, demon. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the curses of witchcraft over this people that it controls their minds in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you know what witchcraft is? Witchcraft is control of another person. That's all in the world that it is. It's not somebody with a pointed hat necessarily. It's just control. There are charismatic witches all over the country. And there's a lot of all kinds of witches. It's just controlling somewhere else. And I break that control over your mind this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the control over your mind from someone else, the witchcraft that is loosed on you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call that control out in the name of Jesus. I free you in the name of the Lord Jesus to be set free in the name of the Lord Jesus, not to be controlled by someone else in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go, spirit. Come out of there. Demon, let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have no place here. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Mind control. Mind binding. All of the mind spirits that harass and put the pressure on your mind in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call them out. I call out those mind spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. I call fear out. Fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. The fear that stops a deliverance. Fear of being afraid of receiving deliverance. Fear from what people will think. Fear from my neighbor. Fear from people. Fear from any source. Big fear, small fear, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the fears, fears in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Those spirits of fear, spirits of fear. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you're a liar. Come out. Come out. You have to go. You have to go. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I got believers here. Come out. They believe. You have to go. You have to go. In Jesus' name. The Word declares it. It's written. It is written in the Word. You have to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No, you can't stay. You cannot stay. All those mind spirits, mind binding, mind control, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Curses on the mind, all the curses that are loosed on the mind in the name of the Lord Jesus, the control, the witchcraft spirits that come against your mind. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Come on out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. All the fears, 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 come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the power of the witch. I break that power of the witch in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The power of that witch. Witch. I destroy the power of that witch in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. I break the witchcraft over this building even in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Curses loosed upon it. Curses of destruction. I come against destruction. Spirit of destruction. Spirit of destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call destruction. Apollyon is your name. You will leave destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Apollyon. I command you, come out of them. Come out. In Jesus' name. Apollyon and Abaddon. Abaddon and Apollyon. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come on out of her. Come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All that destruction. Destruction. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Destruction. Destruction. You're a liar. You've got to go. Your hold is broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We destroy that nest you sit in, destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that spirit out. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. Come on out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Abaddon. Abaddon. You can't come. Come. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. Abaddon. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. No, you're a liar. Come on out of there. Come on out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Destruction. Destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call bitterness out. The bitterness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call all bitterness out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Spirit of bitterness. All the resentment. Resentment. Hatred. Hatred. Unforgiveness. Violence. Temper. Anger. Retaliation. Murder. I call murder out. I call that spirit of murder. Murder in the heart. Murder in the heart. I call that spirit of hatred and murder out. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold. Hatred and murder. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the murder. Murder. Spirits of murder and retaliation. Unforgiveness. Spirit of unforgiveness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rebellion. Spirits of rebellion. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against husband or wife. Rebellion against authority. All spirits of rebellion. Rebellion. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That old self-will. Self-will in the name of the Lord Jesus. The self-will, the Antichrist spirit. Antichrist spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that Antichrist. Antichrist spirit of self-will. Self-will. Come out. Self. All of self-spirit. Self-satisfying. Self-protection. Self-supplying. In the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All the self-spirits. Everything turned inward. Turned inward of self. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Self. Spirits of self. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Self-will. Self-satisfying. Self-supplying. Come out. Come out. Stubbornness. Spirits of stubbornness. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of disobedience. Disobedience to the Word of God. Disobedience. Come out. Spirits of disobedience. All types of disobedience. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Jesus. All those control spirits. Control spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have to go. You have to go. Control. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Possessiveness. Dominance. All the witchcraft. Come on out of there. Possessiveness. Dominance. Control. Witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Spirits of retaliation. Retaliation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have to go. Come out. Come out. Retaliation. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. That destruction spirit. Destruction. Spite. Hatred. Sadism. Hurt. Cruelty. Come on out. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're a liar. You can't stay. You can't stay. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose this people. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Get one of them. one of the women, this lady in blue on the second row right on this end, they get one of the women on behind her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. All of the retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, and cruelty, spiritual cruelty, cruelty, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go, let them go, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, come on out, cruelty, cruelty, in the name of the Lord Jesus, spiritual rejection, self-rejection, spiritual being rejected, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I call that spirit of rejection out. Rejection. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord has not rejected a one. Not one. You're here. God has not rejected you. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Rejection. In the name of Jesus. All is... Well, now let's get that self-rejection out first. If you've rejected self, come out. Come out. That spirit that says self is of no worth. It puts you down. You're of no value. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Self-rejection. Self-rejection. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose these people. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Self-rejection. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Inferiority spirits. Inferiority. Come out. In the name of Jesus. All those spirits of inferiority. Self-pity and insecurity. Insecure spirits. Come on out of there. Come on out. Insecurity. Inferiority. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you of little worth. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Insecurity. Inferiority. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuked you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuked you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All insecure spirits. Insecure. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Loose them, loose them, Lord, loose them. Loose them, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness, withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality, escape, indifference, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drug, alcohol. There's a spirit of alcohol in here. I know there's a spirit of alcohol. Alcohol. I call that alcohol spirit out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Alcohol. Spirit of alcohol. Come out. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No, you've got to go. In the name of Jesus. That one or more that has an alcohol problem, receive it. Receive it and drive it out. Fight him from the inside. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirits of alcohol, wine, beer, whiskey, strong drink. Come out. Come out. All alcohol spirits. I take authority over the alcohol spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Dope spirits. All your dope spirits. You say, we don't have dope. No, you probably, I don't think we have any crack smokers here. But I'll bet you there's many a person that's on drugs, prescription drugs that are called by doctors, that mind-control drugs. Mind-control drugs open the door for demonic activity in you. It opens the door for demons to come in. I call out those prescription drugs. I don't care what they are. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is my healer. He can be yours too. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You don't have to have those those things to open your mind up to demons. Prescription drugs that make the mind passive. Come out. Come out.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.